2020 is already an infamous year despite only being halfway finished. This is mainly due to the coronavirus pandemic that has shaken the world to its core. Generation Z, especially the generation us high schoolers are a part of, has felt the loss created by the virus. As students and members of Generation Z during these uncertain times, we have created a podcast to discuss how the coronavirus has affected Generation Z and how we are coping with it.
I'm Addie Smith.
I'm Susanna Feeney.
And I'm Kadrian Porter, and this is our podcast.
My name is Addie Smith. I'm a rising senior at W. Wyman King Academy, and in these uncertain times we're facing, I often find myself fixating on all of the opportunities that I'm missing out on due to COVID-19. The American author H. Jackson Brown once said, "Nothing is more expensive than a missed opportunity." If that statement is true, then I would like to pose a question. How much is COVID-19 costing our generation? Everyone in our generation has lost the opportunity to grow up in a normal environment like the generation before us was able to do. We haven't been able to be around people in our lives that are considered to be more at risk for COVID-19. We haven't been able to go out in public without worrying about someone standing too close to us. We haven't been able to enter stores without a face covering. We haven't even been able to go to school. Something that many teenagers used to dread is now something we're all desperately hoping to be able to do. Regardless of every opportunity we're missing, I would like to leave you with a word of encouragement from Reverend Dr. Charles B. Jackson.
We must believe that that which we think that we have lost, God has a way of granting to us a greater gain. If we continue to remain faithful, continue to be disciplined, continue to do the things that so enabled us to get to where we may have become. That's very, very important. Having faith that you can recover from what you think that you may have lost.
I'm Susanna Feeney. I'm a rising senior at Wando High School, and the coronavirus has exposed me to a unique type of loss, the loss of time. The Roman poet Virgil once said, "Time is flying, never to return." This statement is almost scarily true. Lost time is something you can never get back. This sentence never truly resonated with me, though, until my grandfather was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in the middle of this pandemic. Due to the fact that my family lives in Boston, this situation created a unique issue because, as South Carolina's governor, Henry McMaster, says,
"Well, you get the best advice you can from the people who know what they're talking about, and that would be the epidemiologists."
And the epidemiologists told people not to travel. They said it was too dangerous. So I was unable to go and be with my family as my grandfather went through chemo. I was losing time I could have spent with them, and it made me frustrated and upset. It was the same type of loss described by Virgil in his quote. Eventually, we were able to go up north and see my family to help them through this time. But by then, I couldn't help but wonder if the time I lost initially would ever be regained. I knew, at least, that I was not alone in my experience. Many in Generation Z had something similar happen to them, coronavirus taking away the precious commodity of time. Most especially, the time of our youth. This is the only time we have to be as young as we are, as high schoolers still in our youth. The stress and loss we feel due to this pandemic is forcing us to grow up faster and mature more quickly. The time of our youth is flying away, and, as Virgil said, once that time is gone, it's gone for good.
I'm Kadrian Porter, a rising senior at Blythewood High School, and during these tough times, I find myself, like many others, lacking the motivation we once had prior to these events. Malcolm Gladwell, a journalist and public speaker, once said, "Hard work is only a prison sentence when you lack motivation." So my question is, how has the lack of knowledge of what the future holds for Generation Z caused a loss of motivation in many individuals?
You know, we have dreams, whether you're 16 or 66, we have dreams, we have some expectations and desires, and when they get dashed or pushed aside, it's difficult, and usually it's no one's responsibility to adapt except for the person. So it's an inside job.
For me, the answer to this question is simple. When people lose faith and hope for a change or even a positive outlook, they begin to lose that drive that kept them pushing and moving forward. When my school moved to online school in March, it was a big change for me, along with many other kids in my generation whose schools decided to go online. When word came out that we could possibly not go back to school and that grades would be more linear and not as impactful, I slowly started to see my previous drive to excel in school begin to lessen. My mom, who is a school teacher, had to put me on a regular school schedule at home to make sure I didn't get behind or stop doing work. But she not only saw this loss of motivation in me, but also in her students, and I often hear her making phone calls to parents urging them to make sure their child stays up to date and doesn't lose their motivation to continue working hard at school.
This podcast has been extensive in its detailing of what Generation Z has lost. But while it is true that Generation Z has lost a great deal, it is also important to reflect on what we have gained. As stated by Reverend Charles Jackson of the Brooklyn Baptist Church,
sometimes when we find ourselves without something of which we have, we come to a greater understanding of who we are and a greater appreciation and embrace of who we are, knowing that if we just continue the path that we've been on to get to where we are, that there is something greater for us in the days and the years to come.
The Reverend is absolutely correct. In losing opportunities, motivation, and time, we have gained an insight into who we are as people and what we truly value. Time in quarantine has given us a chance to work on ourselves and, most especially for Generation Z, reflect on what we want to pursue in the future. Loss, though always tragic, can sometimes build a person up as well instead of just tearing them down. We will come out of this pandemic stronger than ever before and ready to live the rest of our lives.